Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week we're going to be talking about what to do in terms of maintaining your fitness when you are between specific events that you're training for. There are probably, well, I'm sure there's more than three types of runners in the planning area, but usually you will have people like myself who are always on a plan, always, and then you'll have people who will go in and out of plans based on their goals. So they'll have a specific event or a specific goal that they want to train for. They will train for that, and then they will take a step back from that more sort of formal training for a period of time and then dive back in. And then there you'll also find people who are never on a plan, and that's how they enjoy it, and not any one of those is better than the other. Just because I'm forever on a plan does not make that a superior choice in any way. It's just a superior choice for me. So part of the reason why I'm always on a plan is because I look at progress and running and things like that in a really sort of long-term sort of view. So even though like I might like to focus on a particular event through the year, really I've got a much longer view than that, and it's just all about building up that fitness over time, and I sort of now look at it in years more than months. And that's probably even more the case since having gotten through a period of injury, is that it kind of forced me to have that really long-term view of things. And so even though, like, say, for example, we've got Melbourne in, I think it's like maybe 6 weeks, maybe it's even less than that, but anyway, alarmingly close. And that would be sort of my last official like race or event for the year, and then you've got this long period of time in between October and potentially April, I don't really have anything booked in for next year as yet, where there's nothing in there, but that will still be sort of periodized and based on a plan for that period of time. And, you know, like sometimes that will end up being sort of like an aerobic base building. So sometimes it'd be sort of more volume based. Sometimes you might do like more of a, like sort of take the distances down and work on your speed. And that will just sort of like depend on like where you need to work and what you're going to get the most benefit out of. So that's what works for me, and mostly because it keeps me engaged in the process and it stops me from becoming bored. I think that in the past what has happened when I've had periods where I've not been on a plan and I've just run whenever is that I would probably tend, left to my own devices, I would probably tend not to choose to do workouts, so I just go for a run. And when you're doing the same sort of thing, so like an easy run for like let's say 8Ks or whatever it is, which would be a common distance, and then maybe like a similar like long run on the weekend of like anywhere in between like an hour to, you know, 2.5 hours, when everything feels the same, then the individual value of each session can be devalued, and then you can start to feel like there's not a purpose to each one, and then it becomes expendable, and then it's reasonable for me not to do it. So you can see where the cycle happens in my brain there. Whereas when I'm on a plan, I know that each individual session has a very distinct purpose and I know what it is. So say, for example, at the moment in the current cycle, I have a pretty predictable schedule. So what that is I will do a long run on Sunday. Distance may vary, you know, it could be anywhere from like 20 to 30 kilometers, and there might be, it might be easy, it might be paced, but a common one, for example, would be to do a certain amount of that long run at a kind of, in a kind of like high zone two, sort of like a moderate effort feel, and then like the last sort of 6 to 8 kilometers at more like a zone three, like more like a kind of like marathon pace type of thing, which sounds a lot easier than it is. Like that, those last bits are always like quite challenging for those runs. So then usually on the Monday, I have an easy day. It's usually 10 kilometers. And within that, there are 10 second hill sprints with loads of recovery in between them. So even though there is some speed work in that, it's not taxing because there is so much recovery. So for every 10 seconds I'm recovering by just standing around basically after I've walked back down for like a minute and a half. And even the hill is not like a super steep hill. It's just about getting that leg turnover. So that tends to happen on Monday. Tuesday will be a workout day. And that is, you know, could be anything from any kind of intervals or tempo thresholdy stuff. And then generally speaking, the Wednesday would be like a moderate effort sort of day, slightly longer. Thursday again is an easy 10k day, but instead of the hill sprints, I'm doing some strides of 100 meters included in that. Friday, have another workout day, again, threshold or intervals, that kind of thing. And then like Saturday's a rest day. And that's a very typical week for me. Now, in that, I know that on the Monday and Thursday days, the 10 kilometer days, that purpose is recovery while also keeping a bit of speed in the legs, but the main purpose is recovery. So on days when I've felt like I've needed extra recovery, I might skip that those sprints. That I haven't needed to do that very often, but I will if I need to, because I know the purpose of that day is recovery. So those runs tend to be run at a very slow pace because that's their purpose. Their purpose is to be just slow, just like moving and just allowing more time for recovery in between the quality sessions. And I know that Tuesday and Friday are my big workout days. So I will tend to approach them like that, in that I will pay a lot more attention to my fueling on those days. I'll probably pay a bit more attention to my mobility on the night before, into what I'm eating, that kind of thing, so that I can get the most out of the session. And that also includes not allowing my ego to dictate like the pacing. Like the pacing is set, like, okay, like run this at, you know, either this heart rate or this, you know, like pace guideline of like half marathon pace. And it's not really a value to like running faster than that, just to make myself feel good about it. Like it's also sort of like part of the discipline is like staying on track of like, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to express speed without kind of like overshooting on things. So because I know the purpose of all of those sessions, then none of them seem expendable and none of them seem like, oh, it doesn't really matter if I do this or not. And that's part of what helps me to feel like I have meaning and purpose through the runs and stay engaged with the process. And it just sort of like helps my overall sense of progression too. But it's not going to be for everyone, and there's definitely going to be periods of time in the past where I've had a lot on with work or family stuff or whatever, where I've gone, I just can't handle this kind of like added requirement at this stage. So there are certainly like things that you can do when you are like want to go into sort of like an off plan or a more relaxed plan period of time. The first thing I think that you could look at with that is, are you a person who's going to benefit most from really developing that kind of low aerobic distance base, or are you a person who really needs to develop some speed? And really the only way to find that out is to try both. I mean, you know, like you can look at like, oh, you know, like I'm weakest in, you know, like speed versus distance, but that doesn't necessarily tell you whether you what you're going to respond best to. Like some people respond really, really well to some sprints training, and some people the improvement is going to be negligible and they get heaps more out of like really kind of like developing that that volume and that sort of like really low aerobic level. So usually the sort of like those periods outside of your normal training are a great time to experiment with that and just see what happens. All training is essentially an experiment of one and just like trying things on and seeing what works and what doesn't work. So if you were doing sort of like a more of an aerobic thing, you'd be looking at a lot of runs that were easier, but you're also not neglecting the top end of your aerobic system either. So you'd be looking at some tempo runs and some fartlek runs and some, you know, just sort of like playing around with that level where you kind of go slightly above your tempo, you go underneath it. All of those things sort of like play a part, hills play a part. It's all part of that, but you would just be looking at sort of like focusing on running to effort or running to heart rate if that's what you prefer, and having a period of time where in general it is a lot lower intensity, which allows you to possibly run more, not necessarily more days, although you could do that, but probably run a little bit more volume than what you would when you're in a traditional training cycle where you've got intervals and all that sort of stuff going on, which requires a bit more recovery. On the other hand, if you go into like a more speed focused cycle, then you're going to take the distance right down. So you're maximizing your recovery. You're going to be doing things that are probably in some ways feel quite unfamiliar to like the normal kind of training that distance running involves, in that it's sort of like doing things like, okay, like I'm going to try and run as hard as I can for 200 meters and I'm going to rest for 5 minutes and then I'm going to do it again. And it is so different to what a lot of the other training is, but true speed training is often something that's really neglected, and it can often have some really big benefits in terms of, you know, just the kind of stimulus that you don't often get. So those things are kind of two polar opposites, but they're both often part of what you would work into a year-long plan with training, because they are probably the areas that get most neglected during specific training for specific events. However, if you're not really interested in like a specific cycle like that and you're just looking like, how am I going to maintain my fitness so I'm still in a good place for when I get to the next thing? So the first thing that I would say for that is, if we're talking about distances underneath the marathon, so And the main reason why there's that distinction is because you would run at peak, you would run those distances in training, whereas with marathon training you wouldn't. But say, for example, if whatever your preferred distance that you want to stay fit for, I would generally like to see people, like not every week, but having a base where they're able to go over that. So generally speaking, if you know, if your goal distance is 5Ks, then it is really beneficial to have a 10K long run. If your goal distance is 10Ks, then it's really beneficial to have a 15K long run. And if your goal distance is the half marathon, this is probably also where it can depend on pacing and stuff like that, because there's never really be any reason, particularly at that distance, to ever go over 3 hours. But generally speaking, for the half marathon, you would like to see those long runs, you being comfortable with running for like 2 to 2.5 hours. So that's the first part of sort of constructing your week, is you can look at what you want your long run to be. It's good to have a bit of a cycle with it. So say, for example, if you were working on 10K training, you might have like 1 week's sort of 1 week that's 12, 1 week that's 15, 1 week that's 10. And so you're kind of increasing recovery some weeks and sort of like pushing yourself a bit on other weeks. So it doesn't always have to be the same thing every week, but you want to still maintain that comfort level with that longer run. And then for during the week, it would be more what you have time for, what you have availability for. So you'd be looking at some easy running, because even though you're running your long runs often at a conversational pace, and they're not necessarily like pace, and this bit is tempo, and this bit is like half marathon pace, and this bit is whatever, they're not really easy because they're over an hour often. So you still want some of those easy sessions through the week. And then for your quality sessions, which I think is still good to throw in every now and then, you have a few options. If you really want to go into a more easy phase of things, but you still want to maintain some leg speed, just throw some strides onto the end or in the middle of your easy run, and you're going to maintain some of that leg speed by doing some, like, they're essentially sort of like 100 meter surges or whatever. But because it's also a maintenance thing, you can just throw in whatever workouts you like, do things that you enjoy, whether that be tempo runs, tempo repeats, intervals, hill sprints, fartleks, progression runs. You can just sort of pick and choose, because you're not training for anything specific. There's nothing that you can do that's not going to be beneficial. Like, everything is going to benefit you in some way. Certainly, when you come out of it, if you are going to be pretty focused on a particular distance, well, you know, like if you want to be focused on 5K, then pick things where you are doing intervals at 5K pace. If you're working on 10K, then pick things where you're going to be like working at tempo pace. If you're going to be focused on half marathon, pick things that are going to be like working at threshold pace. But for the most part, you can just pick and choose, and it can just be like fun and random, and it doesn't have to have a really specific purpose, because you just know everything is going to be improving your fitness anyway. And I mean, you can, even if you don't necessarily want to program any sessions, you can say, for example, go out with a friend and you just trade off in between, take turns of when you decide you're going to run fast and how fast you're going to run for. And then you got to keep up with that person while they do that. And then you have an easy run for a spell and all of that kind of stuff. Like, there are loads of ways to do it without necessarily it needing to be super programmed and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And those things can be great, because unpredictability of workouts is often what's missing in any kind of training plan. So if you can work that in by doing in-person stuff, then that works really well. Or you can also use a bit of auto-regulation with that. So, like, say, for example, you can do hill sprints and you go, like, I don't know how many this is going to be, but I'm going to keep doing them until they start slowing down. And I've certainly done that in the past. And that way you're listening to your body, but you're also creating space for if you're having a really good day too. Because oftentimes as coaches, you sort of are like trying to find ways to create that unpredictability in workouts, which is really hard when you are giving somebody something in advance and then they have to sort of like schedule it in to create something that's unpredictable. You usually rely on like doing things where it's sort of unexpected. Like, people are used to doing 6 repeats, used to doing 8 repeats, and like 7 is just like this really weird number that makes them slightly uncomfortable. And similarly, if it's really quite a relatively short period of time in between one plan and another plan, you just kind of want to look at like what the requirements of the new plan is and just make sure that you are maintaining that level, because doing a bit of less work in between and like focusing more on recovery and mobility and strength is going to put you in a good position for that next plan. But you want to take advantage of the fact that you can be in a position where like the part of the plan that is going to be challenging is not going to be the distance. Because I think that when you get to a point where, say, like the long runs on the plan that you want to do are not the challenging part of the plan, it opens the door for a lot more improvement through the pacing part. So I think that's about it for planning your non-planned periods. If you'd like access to more plans and a whole variety of distances, that's definitely something that we do in Run Club. And there's there's beginner, intermediate, advanced through all the common distances of 5K, 10K, half marathon from, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 days per week, depending on what you're looking for. And if you want any more information about that, just message me and we can have a chat about what's going to work best for you. And I will be back next week.